Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's performance in various sports has consistently improved since 2014. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the 72nd National Volleyball Tournament in Varanasi today through video conferencing. He said India is strongly bidding to host the 2036 Olympics. The Prime Minister said his government has brought many changes and reforms in the field of sports like National Sports Governance Act and Khelo Bharat Niti 2025. He said the government is working on different aspects, which include identifying talent, scientific training, providing nutritious food and transparent selection.
आज टॉप्स जैसे इनिशिएटिव से भारत में स्पोर्ट्स इकोसिस्टम ट्रांसफॉर्म हो रहा है. एक तरफ हम अच्छा इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर और फंडिंग मैकेनिज्म तैयार कर रहे हैं और इसके साथ ही नौजवानों को शानदार एक्सपोजर देने के लिए भी काम कर रहे हैं. फीफा अंडर 17 विश्व कप, हॉकी विश्व कप, ऐसे 20 से अधिक प्रमुख अंतर्राष्ट्रीय कार्यक्रम आयोजित किए हैं. 2030 के कॉमनवेल्थ गेम्स भी भारत में ही होने जा रहे हैं.
The 8-day National Volleyball Tournament will continue till the 11th of this month. It is witnessing participation from across India, with over 1,000 players competing as part of 58 teams representing various states and institutions. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said new Viksit Bharat Jiramji scheme safeguards workers' interests. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, the minister called out the Congress for allegedly misleading the public over the newly enacted Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar or Ajivika Mission Grameen or Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act. Mr. Chauhan said MG Narega had become synonymous with corruption, where workers were often sidelined and routinely exploited.
विकसित भारत जी राम जी योजना एक बहुत बड़ा रिफॉर्म है.
द विकसित भारत जी राम जी योजना इज अ मेजर रिफॉर्म इनिशिएटिव. अंडर दिस स्कीम द रूट कॉजेज ऑफ प्रॉब्लम्स इन एग्रीकल्चर हैव बीन इरेडिकेटेड थ्रू द यूज ऑफ न्यू टेक्नोलॉजी. द इंटरेस्ट ऑफ वर्कर्स हैव बीन प्रोटेक्टेड एंड ओवरऑल डेवलपमेंट हैज बीन इंश्योर्ड. आई अपील टू द कांग्रेस नॉट टू स्प्रेड डिल्यूजन्स एंड फॉल्सहुड्स बट इंस्टेड टू थैंक अस फॉर मेकिंग दिस स्कीम बेटर.
इस योजना को बेहतर बनाने के लिए धन्यवाद दे.
Kerala MLA and former Minister Anthony Raju will lose his membership in the Legislative Assembly following his conviction in an evidence tampering case. The Assembly Secretariat will issue a formal notification once a copy of the court order is received. The Nerumangar Judicial First Class Court yesterday sentenced Anthony Raju to 3 years of imprisonment. He will also be barred from contesting elections for the next 6 years. However, the court has granted him bail until the disposal of his appeal, as the sentence is less than 7 years. Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi has proceeded on a visit to the United Arab Emirates, UAE and Sri Lanka as part of India's continued engagement to strengthen defence cooperation and military-to-military ties with friendly foreign countries. The Ministry of Defence said General Dwivedi will commence his 2-day engagement with the UAE. During his visit, the Army Chief will call on senior leadership of the UAE Armed Forces. In the second leg, the Army Chief will visit Sri Lanka and engage with their senior military and civil leadership. India has expressed a deep concern over the recent developments in Venezuela. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the evolving situation is being closely monitored. India has reaffirmed its support to the well-being and safety of the people of Venezuela. New Delhi has called upon all concerned to address issues peacefully through dialogue, ensuring peace and stability of the region. Meanwhile, the ministry has issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela in view of the recent developments. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for very dense fog conditions in Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Odisha today. IMD said similar conditions will also prevail over Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, West Bengal, Chhattisgarh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and northeastern parts of India till tomorrow. Meanwhile, the AQI in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.